killed it. It was a fox.
Hmm. A bunch of quail and rabbits there. They
yeah.
say.
Yes. They're pretty sharp, those foxes.
Yeah. We caught a baby one when I was in the Forest Service. The truck went along. The mother had two cubs. She went one way in the road, and one cub got caught on the side. He turned the wrong way. So
yeah.
the ranger just went out, grabbed him by the neck, put him in the box, and brought him back to the station. We had a fellow around there a month, and he never would get docile.
He wouldn't.
He hated us.
Oh, well, never did get him tamed.
No.
He was pretty wary.
Yeah, I wanted to get one of my own.
Was he gray or red?
He was gray.
Gray,
I put some traps out by a garbage pit, but all I ever caught was chipmunks and skunks.
Yeah, skunks.
I couldn't shoot the skunks because they were too close to the station. I had to let them go.
Yeah.
And this was a chore.
If you let him go, how could you ever let him have the trap?
Well, I had an old big one in there once, old tail and all, you go about like that, I guess. Had it by a front foot. And I'd heard if you hold their tail down, you're all right.
Yeah.
The problem is to get up there to hold his tail.
Yeah, he keeps turning towards you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I cut a sapling about 12, 14 feet long, I guess.
And yeah, he has to have that tail before he can throw it. He has to have that tail. Then he fans it with that tail.
Well, this didn't work out, really. He fanned it all over the place.
He did.
But I had that sapling right there, and I go to put it on his tail, and he just turned and took his tail right out.
Sure, they sure are, and they stomp.
Yeah, but he kept shooting the sapling instead of me.
Yeah, that's it.
And then
they sure are smelly things.
Oh boy! Well, I got up. Finally, I knew he was just about out of everything, so I just walked right up to him. I was about this far away, and I went down to take the trap off, and I thought, gee, this is a foolish thing. I have him by the front leg, and there's his mouth.
Yeah.
So I took it off with a stick, you know, just put pressure on a stick.
And he went to travel then, did he?
No, funny, he just lifted his foot and just turned around and looked up at me and then just sauntered off just as nonchalant as could be.
Well, he braced it all with his perfume.
Yeah, just as though he was saying, you crazy fool, what in the world did you go through all that for? Do you have any squirrels that live in the ground around here?
Ground squirrels, yes. I see them quite often. They're striped things.
Mm-hmm.
We call them ground squirrels.
Is this the same as a chipmunk?
Well, that I don't know. I don't know as I ever saw a chipmunk. That may be.
Well, if they have stripes on their back
this
long?
Yeah, stripes on the back.
Could well be the same thing.
They live in holes. And I've seen them out in the... And they will stand up just as straight, you know, by the side of the hole, and you drop to them, and then they're running the hole. They eat corn like squirrels and things. We've had squirrels to come up and real close to the house here.
Hmm. Do you have that lizard around here that has spikes on his head?
No. Mountain boomer.
Do they have...
They're just a big... We have a big lizard that's real alive. Kind of color of dirt. They call them mountain boomers. He looks real fierce, but I don't think he would hurt you. Really, he's rough looking, you know, kind of, but I don't think he has the horns on his...
How big are
they? We have horned frogs.
Oh.
Oh, maybe you call them horned lizards.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, we have those. You know, I haven't seen one for several years. We just, on a hot summer day, and they get real flat, you know.
Yeah.
They get real flat. They just try and look like they're dead when you pick one up.
Right.
And did you know that they can throw blood out of their eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my little girls love them.
Yeah.
They'll just play with those things.
You sometimes find a little tiny one that's not bigger than this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've only found big ones around our house.
We call them horned frogs. They're lizards, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
They've got horns on each side of their head here.
Yeah. I was looking for some grasshoppers to go fishing the other day, and the girls found one of those.
Well.